To the editor of The World. The recent flurry in your columns over the refusal of Mr. Peixoto's committee to let me go to France with other American artists because of the original mistake which I made in selecting a race to be born in that has done most of America's hard work has had some odd results, some of which have expressed themselves in my correspondence. I have received numerous letters from white people, many of them anonymous, bidding me not to try to force myself into the white race. The quality of courage and courtesy revealed by some of these unbidden exponents of superiority, particularly by those who were evidently ashamed to sign their names, was not calculated to help one's faith in human nature. They seem to have the notion that I must be a mulatto or octoroon, for that seems to me the only way in which I could possibly force myself into the white race. Now, I happen to be unmistakable, and that way is obviously out of the question. Isn't it rather odd that such people should always suppose that when a colored girl gets a chance to develop her natural powers, it must be that she will want to become white? It gets to be a tiresome task, explaining to them that the desire to become better or more capable is a common quality of all human beings. I hear so many complaints to the effect that Negroes do not take advantage of the educational opportunities offered them. Well, one of the reasons why more of my people do not go in for higher education is that as soon as one of us gets his head up above the crowd, there are millions of feet ready and waiting to step on that head and crush it back again into the dead level of the commonplace, thus creating a racial deadline of culture in our republic.